This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. During his 20-some-odd years as a professional tennis player, Andre Agassi won 8 Grand Slam singles titles. Since he retired in 2006, he's been heavily involved in education philanthropy, charter schools specifically. The last couple of years, though, his business model has changed a bit. Agassi has joined the growing number of investors who see public education as a revenue stream, education real estate, to be more specific here. From WPLN in Nashville, Blake Farmer has the story.
The second graders in this charter school classroom in Nashville were barely born when Andre Agassi hung up his tennis racket, so they don't really know much about the guy with the shaved head touring their new school.
What made you want to play tennis?
I never really wanted to.
Agassi says his dad made him play tennis. Turns out he was pretty good.
And then all of a sudden, when I won, I had a chance to build my own school.
The irony is not lost on him. Since Agassi dropped out of school himself, he's since raised $100 million to supplement public funding for a charter school in his hometown of Las Vegas. But in the last few years, he teamed up with investors to start a hedge fund. They don't run schools. They just buy the land, finance construction, then rent the school back to a charter, typically part of a national chain like Kipp Academy or Rocket Ship.
Especially people who are skeptics of the charter movement will look at this and say, look at these folks who are lining their pockets by building schools for charters. What's been your response to that?
Well, first of all, that's actually the first time it's been actually brought up. I thought about it 1,000 times heading into this adventure.
But given the struggle to finance his own charter school, Agassi says he's decided charity has limitations.
I don't believe personally that philanthropy is scalable.
Agassi's charter school real estate venture certainly satisfies a need. School founders almost universally struggle to find adequate facilities. Often school districts are reluctant to rent out vacant school buildings to charters, who are sometimes seen as competitors. They occasionally have to locate in less than ideal learning environments like a renovated strip mall. The pitch from Agassi's investors is, let us build you a school. You focus on teaching, and if you want to buy the building from us in a few years, great. Santa Monica-based investor Bobby Turner helped get Agassi on board.
If you want to treat a problem in society, philanthropy is fine. But if you want to cure, really cure, you need to harness market forces to create a sustainable solution. That means making money, because only then is it scalable. And by the way, there's no rule book that says you can't make money and make societal change at the same time. They're symbiotic.
It kind of makes my stomach turn.
Brett Bymaster is a parent in San Jose, where the Agassi Turner Fund has been active. He's taken it upon himself to dig into their business model, though one can only dig so far. While they're building public charter schools, there's very little public information, including what they charge their tenants. Often the school has to sign a non-disclosure agreement.
We need to partner with people outside, but I don't think that the solutions to my community involve one percenters getting filthy rich.
Bymaster wonders what happens to one of these buildings if the charter has to shut down, and many do. So far, all 39 schools built by the fund are still up and running. A spokesman says if one closed, the building could be rented to another charter operator. Even among charter school advocates, there is some quiet suspicion of partnering with hedge funds. First, there's cost. One charter founder said a deal with Agassi was 25% above any other option. Jessica Johnson leads the Colorado-based Charter Schools Facilities Initiative and doesn't take a position on for-profit investors.
I mean, I know of many instances where it's worked out really well, and I know of others that, you know, there's been challenges.
Johnson says plenty of charter schools have had trouble working with nonprofits, too. That's why she cautions everyone to read the fine print, no matter who's helping them build their school. In Nashville, I'm Blake Farmer for Marketplace.